Hey everyone, this is of course Tanika Drake, and this is for both podcasts, the God's Gift Through His Word podcast and Laugh Inc. So if you hear it on either one, I just need a little bit of support because I'm pushing myself out of a comfort zone, but I'm finding myself stuck, and stuck in a very bad way. And I mean mentally stuck, and I don't mean about my podcast, creativity, doing IGs and Twitter and all that. I'm stuck about going after a real dream that I've had since I've been younger, but I've shut it down, shut it out, closed it out because of all the things that I went through. I've tried to do other things. I've tried to just anything else than what I know I need to do for the Lord, and it's driving me crazy. In 2 Timothy verse 7, it says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline," which of course, you know, that refers to God has not given us a spirit of fear. So in the KJV, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, sorry about the sniffles. I know this is very, very unprofessional, this one, but I have been praying, and I said, "Lord, you know, I was wondering why," not about my situation, but I was wondering why all the goals I have set is to help other people, and I help myself too, but why when I make my vision board, I left off a real dream and goal. And when I think about the dream, because of a lot of things, it is quite scary for me. Like, it drives me to tears scary. And if you know how to combat some kind of, I don't know, fear, I know I talk about it a lot, but I'm being transparent because this is something that I'm definitely going to need help with. And I enjoy when people sing, I enjoy when people rap, I enjoy music. And I want to go back to school for music, radio, and all kind of stuff. The whole reason I wanted to be in radio was to be close to artists. And I agreed for myself that there's no way I can actually be in music to sing and sing praises to God. Then I will settle for doing radio and talk to people who do it. But that right there is wrong, because God gave me my own unique voice. However, I am having that word, which I know, faith in action, I gotta get back involved in something, but I know I have to work at that. But I was thinking about pushing myself out of my comfort zone, and I found this to be quite scary. And standing on a stage and talking in front of people is, you know, challenging at first, but I get on there and I'm comfortable. There's another side of me being on stage that is very uncomfortable, and I don't know really how to combat that really. So please pray for me that the Lord would really help me to figure out how to be wise enough to push myself out in a very healthy manner, without scrutiny from others that are onlookers. And I hope you guys are going to have an amazing day. I know I have cuffing season that I need to do, but you know, in this time, I'm still doing cuffing season, but I'm letting the Lord just use me as how He wants to. And right now, I was thinking about, well, I've put all these goals out, but there's one goal and vision that I've had since I was young. I mean, little girl. And I've always enjoyed music, period. Everything about it. I used to watch, I forgot who they were, but they were, I think, the ladies from Ireland or something. And I forgot. And I would watch them sing. And then I would watch people play opera and classical. Like, I love music. And unfortunately, you know, I used to beg to, you know, get in some kind of music because I would love to play the piano and sing. And there's no time like the present to, you know, start getting in piano classes and you know, start taking lessons. Some of my fear that I understand in my head of why I have the fear is I feel my age range, you know, prevents me from pushing myself too forward. Because I said, you know, in your younger years, when you're a teenager and anywhere in your 20s, you're good. But when you start approaching them 30s, the late 30s, and then you start going up towards them 40s, it's just like your life is, you're feeling like, okay. So I don't want to feel that way. I know I have a lot of life left in me, but I know I want to do this, and I don't know how the Lord's going to open the door for me to do it, because, you know, as a single mother with 4 children, 2 kids with special needs, I just can't figure out how to do that. So I'm praying that the Lord send me someone who's strong enough to go with me and be with me while I'm transitioning into something totally different and scary. I need that support, but I don't know. I mean, I have very supportive friends, very supportive people, podcasting and otherwise, but it's just like there's got to be that solid person that's going to rock with me, like, through. And I don't know. This is something different for me, you guys. So I just wanted to be transparent that, you know, I've been pushing myself out, and it's been very scary. This year, I pushed myself out to start doing crafting classes online, and I'm working to build crafting classes in the community. And that was scary for me. Even though I talked about it on here, I never actually did it on Facebook, because I just knew there were some people that would be watching, and I let, you know, fear set in for many years, and I just, you know, would do it at my home, quietly, privately, and, you know, take care of just doing what I do. And however I know that other people could benefit, I just was too afraid to share it. So this year I'm sharing, I'm doing my crafts that I love to do, and all of them. So I'm going to be working on getting better at finding a camera to show you guys exactly what I'm doing, because that's my next goal, is to find that. And right now, I don't know, 2020 is the year for me of just pushing me to do things. I'm pushing myself to do a lot of things that have been looking at me to be scary, and I've got to conquer it and stop being afraid of what it's going to take and who's going to watch. I think my biggest fear is that the eyes that on me, not that me being successful, but the eyes that are watching, that have been watching me for so long, I just need the strength. So I'm just going to pray about that, and just pray for me, please, and my family, and that the Lord would open a door or opportunity for me to walk into this new chapter of being single, so I can totally devote everything to Him, all my gifts and talents, not just writing a book, not just my crafts, but my other gift of singing as well, and whatever else He has in me that I don't even know that I'm able to do, that He would bring it out and that it would blossom and grow. So please do pray that I overcome this challenge, and that I find somebody, or someone finds me, to walk me through the process and be with me every step of the way. I know my Heavenly Father is with me, but someone to guide me through. So that's going to be my prayer on today. And I was just reading in 2 Timothy verse 7, and I thought about the dream and the goal that I wanted, and I just started crying. I just, like, Lord, I don't think I can do that. I cannot do. And, you know, I had to take that word out, because God says you can do all things with Christ who strengthens you. And if I'm going to be singing about the word, what do you mean you can't? You, of course you can. And I haven't given you the spirit of fear. That doesn't come from me. So basically, I've muzzled my mouth and stopped. And I remember I've been asked many times from different people, are you still singing? And you're like, no. And they're like, well, why not? Just, I don't know, I'm just not. And then even here, people that don't know me, they said, do you sing, play an instrument? I said, sing. Oh, where do you sing at? I don't. Why? I'm just not. And it's the scariest feeling in the world, not to be on stage, not to be on stage to sing, but to overcome, I guess, the fear of pushing myself out there to say that I want to be a singer. I want to minister with the gospel. I want to push myself. And gosh, it's scary talking about it right now, but I'm going to do it. And I know many challenges that I faced in life. The only way I got through it was through song. And sometimes when I didn't understand what I was reading in the Word, I would go find a song and I would sing it to myself and it would encourage me. There would be songs that I would sing and they would just minister to me. I would minister to myself. And if I didn't even have a radio, I would think about a song and I would just start singing it. And it's just like it was a reminder how God loved me and how he took care of me. And I would sing any song and there would be just all these different songs. It's just like I would go through the Rolodex in the digital media files of my mind and I select a song and I start singing it, and it just would make me feel, it would make me feel better. It would make me feel so better and uplifted, like Yolanda Adams, this battle's not yours. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It just won't work. God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. Anyway, so I'm saying that to say this. I let my voice go. I let my practicing go. And I just stopped. I stopped and I would just think about songs like by Rance Allen, you know. And he would talk, and in his songs, it felt like he was talking to me, you know. It would feel like he was talking to me. And I don't know. And one of the songs is Like a Good Neighbor. I would sing that a lot to myself. While on my way to and fro, trying to do good, let my goodness show. The enemy came, tried to take my life. He took all I had, and I don't know why. While I was down, Lord Jesus needed a friend. Some stopped and looked and started walking again. They walked right by on the other side. As I dropped my head, I began to cry. But like a good neighbor, Jesus was there. He said, lift up your head, oh, don't you despair. No matter what, I'll always be there for you. Like a good neighbor, Jesus was there. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus was there. Bound up my wounds, healed my broken heart, put me together I was torn apart. Gave me a place where I could lie down. You said peace is yours right here and right now. I said, oh Lord, please don't you leave my side. He said, don't you worry, for you are my child. From then on, whenever I'm depressed, I look to Jesus. He gives me rest. So, those songs I sang, words forgotten, voice lost, but it still echoes my heart, and I still want to sing for him. And I can't wait till when I get to heaven, all I'm going to do is praise him and sing praises unto his name, because gosh, he's so worthy of the praise. So I'm going to get out of here before I start crying all over again. Remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care.